This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. As Marketplace celebrates its 25th birthday this year, we're looking at the surprising, sometimes delightful, and sometimes destructive ways that prices have changed during that quarter century, such as in the Sears catalog from 1989, one of the first cellular phones for $900, shipping weight 15 pounds, like an obese Tomcat. But what about your whole phone bill over 25 years? We'll have that later in the series. Today, it's the time policymakers tinkered with the government's official measure of retail inflation, the Consumer Price Index. That's calculated by monitoring the changing prices of a predetermined basket of goods. Money manager and Bloomberg and Washington Post columnist Barry Ritholtz remembers what was called the Boskin Commission. Barry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
There was this commission in the 90s, the Boskin Commission. It proposed to tinker with the Consumer Price Index. What was the point?
Well, there's two ways to confront an issue. One is head-on, and the issue they were confronting was the rising cost of COLA for Social Security, cost of living adjustments. And rather than step on the third political rail and say, hey, this is going to get really expensive, we either need to raise taxes or cut benefits or some combination, they decided to take plan B, which is let's kind of backdoor this by tweaking the inflation models.
So what might look like inflation and people might be due a cost of living increase might not be really inflation if we reinterpret it.
One of the things the Boskin Commission did, tweaks that I'm egregiously offended by, is substitution.
Substitution of the basket of items that the government is going to monitor to figure out inflation. Let's take account of the fact that when something gets a little more expensive, maybe people buy something else.
Well, that's correct. And the classic example is, hey, the price of beef is rising. And how do people behave in the real world? Well, if they're on a budget, maybe they substitute chicken. And so the concept of substitution essentially said they're still spending the same X dollars on this many ounces of protein. They're just substituting one good for another. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is the price of steak has gone up. I've been priced out of beef. Now I'm going to chicken. And as soon as the price of chicken goes up, I'm going to go to entrails and byproducts. And that's the absurdity of substitution. It's not that your behavior is changing for no reason. Inflation is changing your behavior.
So just in case somebody thought the Consumer Price Index was some sort of law of physics, they were measuring something in the natural world, some of these changes certainly underscore the fact that it's a human construct.
There was a famous professor of statistics named George Box. He very infamously said, all models are wrong, but some are useful. And what he means by that is the inflation measuring model or the unemployment measuring model or any of those things, they're not going to give you an accurate response. But there's some usefulness in it because when they're going up in general or when they're going down in general, that's telling you something.
Barry Ritholtz, founder and chief investment officer of Ritholtz Wealth Management and famous columnist. Barry, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Search Marketplace Inflation Calculator or go to marketplace.org for more of this stuff.